Time to talk inflation with the kids. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, it is happening now as of this month. The major credit agencies are taking medical debt off of people's scores. This is medical debt people have already paid off, which until now could have counted against your credit rating, even though you'd paid the money back. And there's a longer grace period now, delaying when some new medical debt starts weighing down a credit score, Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
About 20% of people have medical debt that's gone into collections and onto their credit report. Once that happens, it usually stays there for years, says Chi-Chi Wu at the National Consumer Law Center.
A lot of people don't realize that when you pay off a debt collector, the item doesn't come off your credit report.
Now, though, medical debt will come off once it's paid.
This is great news for those consumers who are looking to take out loans, either to buy a car, maybe buy a house.
Vivian Ho is a professor at Rice University.
This was debt that was dragging a lot of people down.
Starting next year, unpaid medical debts that are under $500 will no longer show up on credit reports either. John McNamara at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says that will also be a significant change.
Our own research on medical debt burden for consumers, we found that over 62% of the balances were under $500.
But McNamara says the CFPB is looking into whether any medical bills should ever end up on a consumer's credit report. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
The season has begun where companies reveal profits and losses for spring into summer. Inflation is likely to take a bite out of some profits, although some companies have been playing inflation to their advantage. We'll hear from banks and airlines in the coming days. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us with a preview. Good morning.
Good morning. Analysts are expecting banks to be setting aside a lot more cash for potential loan losses, which could begin piling up should the economy sour and people start losing their jobs, a cautionary move from the banks. So that'll be the mirror image of the situation last year when banks were releasing cash reserves they no longer needed as the economy improved. So that's going to make the profit declines from banks look even worse. Analysts are expecting anywhere from 25 to 42% less profit. Still profit, David, but less profit in the second quarter.
And which firms will instead be chortling with glee during this profit reporting season?
Yeah, well, possibly the airlines. They've raised prices and flights are still packed. We'll hear from Delta Airlines tomorrow, and that'll give us the first indication of how that industry is doing. Delta previously hiked its quarterly sales outlook, but also said its fuel and labor costs are way up. So we'll have to see how that shakes out. And then there's oil companies. The world is paying a lot more for oil and refined products like gasoline. Some major oil companies have revised their outlooks, signaling to expect really good numbers. It'll be a while, though, before we find out what those numbers are. We'll have to wait about 2.5-3 weeks for oil companies' earnings reports.
All right, Nova, thank you. Dow and S&P futures are down 0.6% each. Oil is down 2.5% at 101. The euro is one sliver, one iota, a scintilla above a dollar right now. The euro is hitting new 20-year lows with a possible recession gathering in Europe.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you stressing your kids by stressing aloud about inflation? You might want to consider this a teachable opportunity. Well, Marketplace's podcast for kids can help. It's called Million Bazillion, which answers the questions that kids actually have about money. There's a new season out now, and joining us is the podcast's co-host and senior producer, Bridget Bodner. Hey, Bridget.
Hey, David.
All right, so what do kids want to know about money?
Okay, well, I can promise you that the kids are paying very close attention to the news. Last year, we had all that GameStop coverage in the news. We got a ton of questions about the stock market. This year, we've got questions about inflation and cryptocurrency. So a lot to dig into.
All right. Well, inflation in the news. You can imagine the parents muttering that word a lot. And there's a new voice this season for the podcast.
That's right. We have a new co-host. His name is Ryan Perez. He has a background in film and comedy, so he's bringing a ton of really funny writing to the show, some really cinematic sort of ways of approaching the questions, like as much as you can be cinematic in a podcast. So like in our second episode, when we talk about why it's so awkward to talk about money, he actually wrote a song that riffs on the very popular Encanto song, and our version is called We Don't Talk About Money.
We don't talk about money. Adults don't find it funny. We don't talk about income, whether we save it or spend some.
Gee, now that's in my head, Bridget.
All right. I know. It's in mine, too. It's okay. We're a family here.
All right. So you are now, after producing for years now on this, you're the pro on the following question. What should we keep in mind when talking to kids about money, when parents are talking to children about money?
I would say the thing to keep in mind is that you should just start talking to your kids about money if you're not already doing that. Because a lot of parents just don't. They don't know where to start. The experts that we have talked to for the show throughout the seasons have always stressed that we should be talking to our kids about this stuff, even when money is stressing us out, especially when it stresses us out. You are teaching them about money, even if you're not saying anything. They just know that, like, oh, money is a stressful thing. It's probably better if your kids know more about the economy. They're curious about it. They feel like when big things happen in the news, scary things happen in the world around us, that they kind of understand why it's happening and what might happen next. And we parents can help with that.
And here's their little secret. Do not tell a soul. I learn stuff. Adults learn stuff about money listening to these things. Bridget Bodner is the co-host and senior producer of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids. New episodes get pushed out of the nest every Tuesday. Bridget, thank you for doing this.
Thank you so much, David.
Marketplace, where we do talk about money. David Brancaccio, New York. And we're from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.